We're now up to Sefer Shmos, which is a wonderful thing. And that means we've done a whole Sefer Bereishis already with different shirim on the Zohar Shimshon, and we can continue with Sefer Shmos. The shir tonight is Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Shimshon Chaim Menachem Yochanan Nachmani. The special Torah that he has given us should be Mamlitz Toiv Badoi and should be made as Yosha for him, and the fact that we learn this Torah should bring him higher in Gan Eden. The Gemara in Sotah Naf Yud Beis Amud Beis brings, it's an interesting Gemara, I'm just going to mention the Shaila that I have in it, I'll just get to it in a second. It's Machlokes between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa says that on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Ya'ar, inside his little Tevas Goyme, inside that little basket, so it was the 21st day of Nisan, which is going to be in the future Shvi Yishel Pesach. So the Malach HaShoah said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to let Moshe Rabbeinu die, who is going to say Shira Al Hayom. How could that be? That's what they said, according to Rab Chanina bar Papa. According to Rab Acha bar Chanina, they said, no, it was that day was the sixth day of Sivan. And that's the day that we accepted the Torah. So Malach HaShoah said, Ribbono Shel Olam, some is Mekabel Torah BaHasinai. On this same day, instead, what's going to happen to him now is going to end up in the Yam. We can't have that. Okay, and that's the Gemara. Stam, just as a Ha'ara, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born when? On Zayin Adar. And we know that he was there for 3 months, Be'erech, in the house, until they couldn't hide him anymore. Because they said, you know, he was born at 6 months, so therefore he was able to stay there. But after 3 months, then they had to get rid of him. So according to the Shita of Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, would come out a little bit strange because that wasn't 3 months. It was like a month and a half. He was born on Vav, on Zayin Adar, and already on the 21st of Nisan, you're sending him out into the river. You say, it's, you know, Iber Yor. So you can, but I don't think it was an Iber Yor then. It's a hard one to say that. Masha'in Kein Faket, if you're going to say it was Vav Sivan, that's brilliant. It's 3 months afterwards. Yeah, Nisan, Iyar Sivan, 3 months afterwards. So I'm just mentioning that as an aside. That was, you know, as I was going through it. But Lamaisa asked the Zohar Shimshon a very basic kasha. I don't understand what's going on over here. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Moshion Shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was born with special qualities to be able to be the one that saves Kal Yisrael. And that's why we have Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he's there for. Comes the time of him to be inside this Teva, inside this little basket, and he's going to die. He's going to drown. So much so, the Malach HaShoah have to come to Ribbono Shel Olam to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, today is the 21st day of Nisan, and on the 21st day of Nisan, we're going to save the Yidden, and he's going to say, Shira, so I can't drown now. And the other says, according to Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, today is Vav Sivan. He's going to accept the Torah from Shemaim. He's going to drown him now. Who's going to accept the Torah from Shemaim? He says, wait. What about the fact that we need him to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? He has been born to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, right? You know, it says, V'tero seki tovu noilad mol, the whole house was nismala oira. You know, Miriam says that my mother's going to have a baby that's going to be Oshia es Yisrael. You have all these things going on over there, and yet it seems for some strange reason, there was a tzad that he would drown. And why did he survive? Why didn't he drown? Only because Malach HaShoah is saying, listen, he's going to say Shir Al Hayom, and that's going to happen today. So today, when he says Shir Al Hayom, you're going to drown him today? Or today he's going to accept the Torah, you're going to do that today? So forget about all of that. He's going to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. We need this guy. Can't just kill him now. Bad idea. So what's pshat? So Zohar Shimshon asks, how could it be that the Roya Nemon, but it says, as it says in Mereshus Rabbah, that there was a tzad he was going to get killed. And he brings, as we said, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalet, that Miyom Neidosei is Muchan for that. So then, you know, then he needs to be for that. And then lastly, it seems to be that we're Ke'ilu looking at the date to save him. What if it had been Chof Beis Iyar? I won't have any tzadus chus for Moshe. Baruch Hashem, he got lucky. It was either Chof Aleph, Nissan, and it was just happens to be the day that in 81 years he's going to say Shira Alayam, or it was Vav Sivan, which is Baruch Hashem, just happens to be the day that in 81 years' time he's going to take Kaisal onto the mountain. I need the day. But then if it was a different day, you wouldn't have managed it. Seems very, very strange that this whole Yeshua of Moshe Rabbeinu is totally on the day and what he's going to do on the day in 81 years' time. Why isn't it you say, listen, this guy, we need him because he's going to take Chayisol out of Mitzrayim? So he says a very interesting thing, and you can remember this Yemitz Hashem next year by the Zdarim. It's interesting, every year when it comes to Shmois Ve'eraboy, the Olam sits down, you hear good to Vatlach, you say, oh, that's something I want to say by the Seder. Yeah, 3 months' time, you know, who remembers it? Maybe if you remember this, especially this is the part that nobody knows, Ve'at Eirim Ve'eria. Yeah, when you get to that Pasuk, pardon? I remind you before then, okay. Ve'at Eirim Ve'eria. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, you were naked. Yeah, what does it mean you were naked? It means you had no mitzvahs. So he says over here, without Bnei Yisrael davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they were not ro'i l'geula. And therefore, we're still a long time before Bnei Yisrael screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We only read later on Moshe Rabbeinu is born, and then Moshe Rabbeinu runs away, and then it says, Vayi vayom ha-rabam ha-eh, mayom ha-tzmelech Mitzrayim, mech Mitzrayim dies, Vayi onchu Bnei Yisrael me-avoyda ve-ayitzaku, and then they started screaming, Atash avos me-alekim in-avoyda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers his priest, says, Avram Zinz Yaakov, Vayeda elekim, and then comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. I didn't come to Moshe Rabbeinu earlier. What are you saying that you didn't suffer in Mitzrayim for so long for? Seems that until they davened, until they screamed out to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we want out of here. She says, you don't need out, I don't need to take you out. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, get us out. Oh, that's what I was waiting for. Fine, the Seder, let's do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them out. So we're waiting for that. But until that happened, it's not pshat. It's interesting how he's saying pshat now. That it's not pshat that the Yeshua was ready to go, just waiting for them to be asked. It's mashma over here, lo yhoyu re'uyim li'ge'ula klal u'klal. They had no schus whatsoever. They're not royal le'ge'ula until they scream. It's not that the ge'ula is just sitting there and says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's in with that you made, got it. No ge'ula. And therefore you say, Moshe Rabbeinu is mukhan le'ge'ula, it's not mukhan for anything. Not until Klal Yisrael scream at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until they scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not pshat that there's a suspended ge'ula that we're just waiting to do. There is no ge'ula whatsoever. There's no ge'ula whatsoever. So Moshe Rabbeinu is in this mass and say, he's osid lo shiz kaisol. I don't know. If they scream, if they don't scream, it's not osid lo shiz kaisol. They're going to stay here forever. So Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he did not promise to take them out, stam to be rishon. Without they scream, they're rishon. They're not turning to him. They get a ge'ula if they're zoiche. How are they zoiche? They scream out. And therefore, even if Klal Yisrael, even if we save Moshe Rabbeinu, still Klal Yisrael has to wait for the ge'ula. How old is Moshe Rabbeinu when he gets to Paray? 80 years old. That's what we see. Next week's Pasha. So it takes 80 years till yeah. So, but I set aside this guy, he's supposed to bring the ge'ula. Yeah, okay. When Klal Yisrael scream. So if Klal Yisrael had screamed 50 years earlier, so Moshe Rabbeinu would have been called 50 years earlier. They waited and waited and waited until they said, Kenshinish, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Oh, now you're asking me, now I'll come. Pardon? No, the 400 years, you know what? As I once heard from Rabbi Arlovsky, he said a good havot. He says, even though you're right, ask me 400 years, how long were they Mitzrayim? 210. How do we work it out? We work it out back to when the Psura of Yitzchak, when Yitzchak was born, you count the years of Yitzchak and of Yaakov, and you count it all together, and somehow you make 400 years. He said, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the maths. Yeah? If it would have been different, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have found another way to do the maths. We can make sure that the maths works out anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have it, you know? But look, it still didn't work out, right? They were 400 years in Mitzrayim. They were only 210 years in Mitzrayim. So where does it say 210 years in Mitzrayim? Leidas Yitzchak. Who's in Mitzrayim since Leidas Yitzchak? But Yitzchak didn't go down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim hundreds of years later. Pardon? Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael for a long time. Yaakov was in Eretz Yisrael for a long time. Yitzchak lived all his life in Eretz Yisrael. So where's Eretz Yisrael? Right? The whole Teretz is very schwer. Really, if you want to be mamish shura sadin, Kaisal didn't get anywhere near. And even when they lived in Mitzrayim, how many years were they in Mitzrayim and Shibut? Probably only 80, 100 and something. I can't remember what it is. No, there were 210 years in Mitzrayim, but until Yaakov Avinu died and until Yosef died, 86 years. She was only 86 years, right? So how long were they in Mitzrayim without a Shibut? You work it out. 124. Right? 124 years they were in Mitzrayim with without any problems, and only 86 years they had a shibud. So by outside them, they're sitting in Mitzrayim, they're having a good time. That's called shibud. So it says, yes, we're the kosher shibud over 86 years. All that is a good tekash. I'm not saying it's a bad question. But somehow the Rebbeinu Shalom was able to put the pieces into play in a way that it should make sense. How? I don't know. The Rebbeinu Shalom may make sense in the end. You want to know 210? We have 210. You want to know 400? We have 400. Is that really how we said it? No, but the Rebbeinu Shalom says that's also Kima Mai Gezeira. So you want to ask me, so if they would have done it earlier, it wouldn't have been 400? Like this, it was 400? Somehow we managed the 400. How? Let the Rebbeinu Shalom do the maths. Yeah, I think it's an interesting time, I think there's a lot of truth to it. So therefore he says, Klal Yisrael has to wait another 80 years to the Gula. Why? Until they scream, they don't get the Gula. They have no mitzvahs, they have no bris milah, they're not doing anything, they're over Avodah Zarah. Why should they go out? What for? So it says, we have a Moshe that's ready, so? And therefore, just because Moshe Rabbeinu is ready, therefore they deserve to go out. Until that is chus, they don't go out. Moshe Rabbeinu needs a chus to be saved, and they need a chus to go out. Similarly, by the way, we find even Motcha Tzadik. Motcha Tzadik is an ish Yehudi, so the Bereshit Rabbi says over there, Shoy Mesukun Negula. The same Bereshit Rabbi, Lamed Ches, is Moshe Rabbeinu, Mesukun Negula, and he says also, Motcha Tzadik was Mesukun Negula. So if it's Mesukun Negula, why are we getting into all this trouble? You have to get into trouble, and you have to give over the Tabas, and they have to do this whole, because until Klal Yisrael daven for those 3 days, they fasted and they daven for 3 days straight, nothing. There was no schus. There was no schus, you couldn't get out. Marcha Tzadik has been set aside by the Gula. Fine, he's been set aside by the Gula. And he'll be Goyal Klal Yisrael if there's Zoycha. And if they're not Zoycha, he won't be Goyal Klal Yisrael. So tough. That's how it goes. And we see that even then it says, the Malach HaShor is by Motcha Tzadik, that to be Melamed Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. As the Gemara says, Megillah and after Zvav on the base, Nodad Oshnas HaMelech, that the Elyonim, Nodad O Elyonim, Nodad Achtoinim. The Elyonim also had to intercede and intervene on behalf of Klal Yisrael. If they didn't come in and push HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael here were davening, and then up in Shammai, the Malachim said, what are you doing? You have to give, you have to give. Between all of them together, there was Zoycha to Geula. There was Zoycha to Yeshua. Yeah? So Mitzrayim, certainly, and there at least they had something, they were ready Kaisel. Here they weren't even Kaisel yet. So how they get out? It says, until there was a tefillah, until they screamed, they weren't royally Gula Bechlal. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu should drown. Okay? And come the Malach HaShoretz now and say what? Remember Chof Aleph Nissan. What happens on Chof Aleph Nissan? On Chof Aleph Nissan you have Klal Yisrael comes to the Rebbeinu Shalom. A Kaisel standing by the Yamsuf. And the Malach HaShoretz has come to Rebbeinu Shalom and say, what's going on over here? Halol Avodah Zarah, Halol Avodah Zarah. The Mayim L'Mechoyma, Al Tikr Choyma Elochema. The Mayim Elochema, it says, I'm going to kill these people also. Why exactly? Explain to me. Why are you being nice to these and not nice to those? What? They're Avodah Hashem? Not Avodah Hashem. They're Avodah Avodah Zarah. They're also Avodah Avodah Zarah. Them I'll keep, them I'll drown. Was it some kind of magic thing? Mechates, you should do that. So the Midas Adin is a very strong kitruk on to the Baruch Shem. It says, it doesn't make sense. So what happens? What happens is, that Kaiser HaKadosh Baruch comes back to him, Klum Ovdu Ela Mitoch Oynes V'Doichak. There was a Tzara Shibud and a Tiruf Hadas. There was all these things that they, yeah, but Etzem, they're much, much better. Kaiser is not, they're really better normally. You know, sometimes you meet somebody and then you're like, wow, what a rude guy. What a rude, rude person. And you tell your friend, like, I've never met somebody so strange before. I met him. He was so rude the first time I ever seen the guy. He says, no, he had a bad day. He's normally a really, really nice guy. He's been having a hard time. He has this, he has that going on in his life. And then you came over just at the wrong time. You asked him a question and boom, he gave it to you. You ever have that? You ever meet people that sometimes like, yeah, you never had that? I've met some people that you walk away and I'm like, what's with this guy? What's with this person? Yeah, sometimes, you know, somebody tells you, he's etzem a feiner mensch. Yeah, today you caught him on a bad day. So that's what Rebbeinu Shalom is saying about Klal Yisrael. But etzem the feiner people. But etzem they deserve the geula. You're saying to me, look how they're behaving. Tiruf Hadas, they were in Mitzrayim, in the wrong place. But etzem they deserve it anyway. So it comes out that what? Moshe Rabbeinu says Shira on a day where Klal Yisrael, even though Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve to be redeemed, get redeemed anyway. Says the Zeh HaShimshon, that's the zchus of the day. The schus of the day is to say that whether Klal Yisrael deserves it, or whether Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve it, we're still going to save them. So Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be toil himself on the schus that Klal Yisrael, we're going to go out of Mitzrayim. Who says you're going to go out of Mitzrayim? They didn't scream to Kodesh Baruch Hu yet. He says, wait, but today's going to be the day that in 81 years' time, we're going to stand by the Yam Suf, and Klal Yisrael is not going to have any schusim whatsoever, and you're going to save Klal Yisrael anyway. Why? Because they tear Vadas, etc., etc. So even if they're not Tzoycha, we're going to save them. Say, Malachi Asharis, you're right. Right now, there's no schus to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. But you'll see later on in 81 years, you'll save Klal Yisrael even without a schus. So you have to save Moshe Rabbeinu now. Because we're now in a matzav where, even without a schus, we're on a day that will remind you that even without a schus, Klal Yisrael still has a schus. So even without a schus, Moshe Rabbeinu still has a schus kiyum. Even without the schus of going out of Mitzrayim, he has a schus to be saved now inside this wicker basket, because Klal Yisrael will be saved on this day also without a schus. But being mukhan to take them out wasn't enough. We need to come up with something that says there was no schus, and he still gets to be taken out. That's the first sad. That is the memra of Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Rav Abba Chanina says, no, that's not enough. It's not enough to say Ru'uyim Le'Geula through that. Because at the end of the day, why do we take them out of Mitzrayim? As it says in this week's parasha, he says, Zeh lecha oich ki anochi shlachticha, poitziyacha asa'o Mitzrayim tavna zakim ahar hazeh. What does that mean? The simen, I'm going to show you a proof that you're going to get out, because once you get out, you're going to come here to Har Sinai, and I'm going to give the Torah. That's a proof, that's upside down. Yeah? If I can give you a proof now, I say, if you take your hand and you go like this and water comes flying out of it, that's a proof that you're going to go out of Mitzrayim. Oh, very good. Do that, water comes out. But he says, you're going to take them out of Mitzrayim, and 3 months later you're going to come here, and then you're going to get the Torah. And that's a proof that you come out of Mitzrayim. How can I prove something by something that's going to happen afterwards? Yeah? So he says, what's the proof? What's the understanding? So Rashi says already, the ois is that they're not coming out of Mitzrayim stam. What do you think? I need to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim to be goyim? Sometimes you have people that come that I've seen them already. They come, they want to become Geirim. We don't need Geirim that want to be Fraya Yidin. We have enough Fraya Yidin that we're dealing with now. I don't need Goyim to join us also for more people not to keep the Torah. We have enough problems with our own people. We don't need more people to join us. Yeah? Same thing over here. Like, you know, I don't need to tell them at times, stamp, you want to be free. What for? To do nothing. So, like, well, I'm not taking out free to be nothing. It's free to be Klal Yisrael. That was the reason I took you out. So that's why Tzichas Am Mitzrayim is really only for that. And therefore he says, Hayom Shishu B'Sivan, Misha Asa LeKabel HaTorah, because the reason they were saved by the Yam Suf, the whole Tir of Hadas, what's the Tir? He's saying to them, there's a Tir of Hadas. That was a Tir by the Yam Suf, that they were in Mitzrayim, and they were under Shibud, and they were in Tir of Hadas, etc., etc. But really, they'll get better. Where are they going to get better? Tell me where they're going to get better. Because they're going to accept the Torah on Vav Sivan. When they accept the Torah, they'll turn to different people. They'll become better people. That proves to me that they deserve to have the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They deserve to have the Kriyas Yam Suf, and that's why they get it. And therefore, he says, that's the Shita of Rav Achba Chanina. So Rav Chanina, my papa says, the Pshat is, on this day it happened because this was the day that Klal Yisrael stood by the Yam Suf and got the miraculous Yeshua, even though they didn't deserve it. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu deserves Yeshua now also, even though right now Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve it. And Rav Achba Bar Chanina says that no, today's the day that they mekabel the Torah, and since today's the day that they mekabel the Torah, that is what's going to give them the schus at the time they stand by the Yam Suf, waiting for the Yam Suf to split. The fact that they're going to become Yidin is going to give them the schus for the Yam Suf to split, even though now they don't deserve it. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu also deserves to be nigal now and to be saved, even though at the moment he doesn't deserve it, because in the future he'll deserve it. Okay? There's more to be said over here, but we're running out. There's only 30 seconds left. So we're gonna leave out the last two paragraphs over here. If you want to finish off over here, there is what to be finished off, but it's gonna take me another 3 to 5 minutes to finish it. So, you know, I like to finish on time. So, you know, we wish you all a very good Shabbos. And as always, we say the shir, as we said, Rishim Shun Chaim and Nachmanucha Nachmani, Shkoyach so much for the Torah that you enlighten us with every single week, and the Neshama Sheva Lichting Gan Eden, and the Torah that we learn from in should stand us in good stead as well. I'm sorry? I think that was